Association and this station.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Busy day around the hut here. 68 right now and some sunshine. Talking September and post-Labor Day. Can't even believe I'm saying that. And I'm talking with Brad Edwardson in Wofford Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing?
We're talking September. What's going on here?
I know.
Like before, we were just talking the startup of summer activities and everything you had going on there. And
right, yep. August was another month that just flew by.
I know, it really did. So what's happening? Well, catch us up here. What's going on in the month of September?
Well, I'm going to back up real quick into August.
Sure.
I just wanted to give a shout out to our programs ran well. Everything ended up, you know, finishing up in July. The one program that went into August was our summer food program. And I got all the numbers done, got all the paperwork done, and ready to send in my last submission to the state. But we served 16,045 meals. So that's almost 1,000 more than last year.
Unbelievable.
So it's amazing. Lenore and her staff down there just do an outstanding job in that little kitchen that we have down at the community center. They make that many meals and get them out to whatever kid needs a meal.
You don't regret putting out that call and saying, hey, we got this available.
Yep. No,
fantastic.
That's a good one, yeah. So we're looking forward to it again next year. You know, every year we've been expanding it, so it's been going well. She's doing a great job.
That is good to hear.
So getting into the September for the park, September 5th and 6th, this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, actually, we're having a Special Olympics rummage sale fundraiser down at Chehinkapa Park in Hughes Shelter.
Okay.
It'll be on Friday from 5 to 8, and then on Saturday from 8 to 8. And it's a rummage sale. We're kind of running it as a make an offer type of rummage sale. So if anybody's got any goods out there that that we could benefit from to sell, to donate to the Special Olympics for their activities, we've got bowling starting up here next week. And that's usually our biggest draw. Okay. And we get around 15 athletes that come out for bowling, and we take them to a state tournament and stuff like that. And those things, we have expenses for all that stuff. So, if you can donate something, drop it off at the community center. We'll take it there and then we'll move it up to Hughes Shelter. But yeah, come out and check it out. There's going to be something for everybody there, and make an offer on what you think something is worth, and it'll probably be taken. And then on the 20th is the Marv Manic Youth Waterfall Hunt. They'll be leaving the community center at 5 a.m. So that's a good event. The Sportsman's Club puts that on every year, gets youth out in the outdoors, enjoying some of the activities that has to offer. Also on September 20th, Richland Wilkin County's Out of the Darkness Community Walk. That'll be at the community center starting at 10 a.m. And then on the 20th is the we had a flyer on this. I haven't got a whole lot of details on it, so we'll have to try and pick up a little information on it. But the second annual Twin Town Pickleball Tournament.
Pickleball. I love it.
Weather permitting in Breckenridge. Yeah, so it's getting more and more popular.
That's
crazy. We have people still every morning coming into the community center. I know they're playing at science school as well. So it's getting, and then outside in Breckenridge.
That has caught on,
It has, and it's for everybody. Everybody can play it.
Yeah.
You just learn the rules and go at it from there, and play singles or doubles or triples even, or, whatever. So yeah, it's a good event, a good activity for people. And then 27th, Hearts of Three Memorial Celebration at Casey's Bar from 4 to 11. That's going to be a good event, a good, celebration of those three, and the legendary Billy D will be there, so it's gonna be fun.
So honored to be a part of this, and we're gonna be talking a lot more about this between now and the 27th. But what a great event
it is. Yeah, that's a good idea. And then our youth football programs are underway. They've been practicing for a week or so, and then we're working on a youth volleyball program. Typically, we've had it in the spring. But we're moving it to the fall so we can allow for more games to be played with local communities, because they all do theirs in the fall. And we're gonna get fifth and sixth graders, get them some practice and get them to travel out to some of the schools. We'll have some home games, but this is our first year in it, so we were a little under the radar. Hopefully next year we'll get a lot more games lined up. And then we're also doing third and fourth graders together, And that's more of a skills and drills, just to kind of get them familiarized with the game and
great way to get them started.
Rules
yeah.
of the game, and they'll get some activity at the community center. So those registrations are online at wapdenparks.com. Just go on there and you can sign your child up for that. And then we have women's and co-ed volleyball. That'll be starting up the week of September 15th. Women's will be on Monday nights and co-ed will be on Wednesday nights. We got a meeting coming up next week, and then the league will start the week after, and we'll hit the ground running with our fall sports.
Man, yeah, and then it gets crazy again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much downtime for you at Watt Parks.
We don't. You know, I always kind of expect that we'll get a little bit of a breather, you know, in between what I think are seasons, but there is no in-between seasons at all. So.
And the time you mentioned that, it's about the time it always amps up. That just seems the way it goes.
Right, yeah, unexpected things come up, and, you know, and there's always the other things that are going on, you know, projects at the park and just mm-hmm. different things like that, different groups that we help out, you know, have activities coming up. So it's not just, you know, recreation is a small part, not a small part, but it's a, you know, it's one of the parts,
one of the
do.
Cogs in yep, the wheel. Yeah.
Yep, yep. So yeah, it's exciting though. I mean, it keeps you on your toes.
Good summer overall. I mean, looking back, would you kind of review it and say, you know,
it was a good summer, you know, and the only thing that, you know, the only regret, I guess, that we would ever have would be something we don't have any control over. And it's the weather.
That's the weather, know? Right.
And we had to cancel some things due to weather. I know the zoo had a few days that they struggled. And sometimes, you know, especially with the zoo, you know, I encourage people, you want to go to the zoo, go to the zoo. You know, there's things to do, even if the weather isn't that nice out. Mm-hmm. And if the weather breaks, you get a chance to get out. But a lot of times it's the forecast that hurts you more than the actual weather does.
That's
so
true.
Get down there and it'll clear up and be a nice day at the zoo and down at the park. So, but yeah, we're moving along.
Absolutely. Brad, always great to have you in here, and look forward to our conversation in October. Can't believe we're talking about that, for crying out loud. Or the end of this month.
End of this month.
Okay,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
not rush it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate
Brad
it.
Brad Edwardson in Wapiton Parks and Rec. We talked with Brad last of the month or the first of the month, either one, here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets. This hour brought to you by Peterson Farm Seed. Technical buying and short covering have supported the corn market into the end of August. December corn futures.